I hope my veto put the legislative leadership on notice. I will use my executive authority to bring fiscal responsibility to the Capitol and to protect my most important priorities. We have to start doing things differently, or we will end up with a big hole in the budget, and the legislative leadership will look to education to make it up.
Governor Jim Doyle spoke those words before a first grade class at a Madison elementary school. The message was clearly not designed for the six-year-olds. Instead, it is meant for Republican leaders at the Capitol.
It saddens me.
Following the Senate's failure to override Doyle's veto, Majority Leader Mary Panzer said the governor was not upfront with leaders about his agreement with the one Wisconsin tribe that has signed a new compact. Panzer says they don't trust Doyle. Assembly Speaker John Gard says leaders are keeping score.
Everybody knows that he said he had not signed any other deal, yet 24 hours before he had personally signed the Potawatomi Compact. That's a problem. That didn't go unnoticed.
Governor Doyle.
Making those statements and trying to increase the rhetoric is not going to throw me off course. You know, I'm going to stay focused on what has to get done here, which is to balance this budget, bring fiscal responsibility to Wisconsin.
We could have gotten a better deal, and the cuts would not have had to been maybe as significant in K-12 schools or other things had we started from the deal the Potawatomis themselves have put on the table in September.
Their statements are untrue, preposterous, but the point is we can either get all bogged down in that kind of name-calling or we can get focused on what has to get done.
Republicans also introduced a new bill after the veto override failed that would require legislative approval of gaming compacts of longer than 10 years and for off-reservation gambling.
It's like Groundhog Day. We're just going to go back and do this over and over again. There's a serious crisis in this state. We have a budget that is badly out of balance. It is time now for the legislature to get to work, but it's about time they start coming up with answers instead of just playing this same game over and over again.
If this is a game, then the fun is just beginning. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.